morning. Glad you could make it. Welcome to those who are here and also to those that are joining us by way of live stream. I know some invitations have been extended to family members and friends that aren't able to be here. So welcome to those by way of live stream. Merry Christmas, and it looks like we might actually have a white one this year if it doesn't melt away. Even if you don't like it, it's still white. Our scripture this morning is Luke 2:6-7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in his swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So as you can tell this morning, our setup's a little bit different. We're going to have our Christmas services today. This morning we're going to have our Christmas cantata, and I'm very grateful for all those who have spent time and volunteered. All of this, they don't get paid to do this. It's all volunteer work. And from the practices, I'll say they've done a really good job, and I'm looking forward to this service. Our prayer for those involved is that it'll be a blessing to you. And take the time and listen to the words that they're singing. You'll notice that there'll be some times of narration. Our college students were included in this. We pre-recorded the narration for them to be involved, even though they're on their winter break. And then sprinkled throughout will be some congregational singing, so pay attention. Adam will turn around and cue you guys to be included in that. The words will be on the screen, so you won't have to worry about finding the words in the hymnal. And then also some of the cute kids will be involved, so pay attention for that. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Christmas, where we can stop and remember the true gift that you gave us, the gift of your Son. I pray that you'll be with this service. Thank you for those that have put in so much effort. Bless it. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch hearts in ways that only he can. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take your songbooks and turn to number 225. 225, Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll stand for this song. For the songs in the middle of the cantata that you will be participating with, you may remain seated for those songs. Number 225, Angels We Have Heard on High, will sing all four stanzas. Thank you. you so much. You may be seated. This time we'd like to present to you I Heard the Bells. It's a Majesty Music Christmas cantata for our church, and it is done by with orchestral accompaniment on all numbers. We hope that you enjoy I Heard the Bells, narrated by Alex Valdez, Karina Vergiles, Josiah Lange, and Lacey Nicole Hayden.
Thank you. you think of Christmas, you likely think of the beautiful music of this most festive time of year. The familiar carols and songs bring back fond memories of past holidays. But the truths found in the Christmas hymns are shocking, world-changing, and life-giving because they proclaim the person and work of Jesus Christ.
For centuries, music instructed believers in the core doctrines of the faith and spread the story of the gospel to the lost world. One of the oldest Christmas hymns originated in the county of Wexford in medieval Ireland sometime around the 12th century. Although the modern tune was added much later, these lyrics were used to teach new converts the simple yet amazingly profound story of Christ's nativity. Illiteracy barred most people from a basic knowledge of the Word of God, and in Ireland, people were still converting from ancient paganism.
Imagine a time when superstition reigned. Imagine a people steeped in darkness, worshiping cruel and disinterested gods. And imagine their wonder when they heard of a loving God who sent a child to be born of a virgin in a faraway place.
Imagine the thrill of hope when they heard that this child came to give them eternal life. Imagine hearing his story for the first time in a song.
On a Christmas day in the mid-19th century, church bell towers would ring out of the melody of familiar carols, announcing the arrival of Christmas and reminding the faithful to attend worship services. Though these words of these carols are not sung, everyone knows them.
It was on Christmas Day in 1863, during the chiming of the bells, that the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote that old American hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. What you may not know about this familiar carol is that it was composed under the bleakest of circumstances.
In the summer of 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow lost his beloved wife, Fanny, in a tragic fire, and he was severely wounded, trying desperately to rescue her from the flames. Then, as he was still recovering, his son ran away to join the Union Army, for the Civil War was raging in America. As winter approached, Henry's son went missing, and after weeks of searching, he found him near death. Henry entered that Christmas season with a heavy heart.
Many know the sadness holidays can bring when we have lost a loved one or suffered a tragedy. But as Henry wrestled with these feelings, he heard the bells chiming, and the music brought to mind the words of those familiar, quaint carols. Words of hope, of peace, of love, and of power. And in the depths of his suffering, they inspired him to pen the words, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
A recurring theme in Christian hymns is the angelic proclamation of the Messiah's birth, and perhaps the best known of these hymns is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The song has become so popular, so commonplace, that you can hear it ringing in shopping malls and on radios every December. But the first word of the song, Hark, is not so commonplace. In fact, it is rarely used today. It means to listen, take heed, stop, and pay attention. Let us pray that the lost world will hark and hear these words of good news.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
To love.
Secular Christmas songs celebrate the quaint aspects of Christmas season, warm feelings making memories with family and friends, traditions, and wintry weather, but the true meaning of the season is left out completely.
Christians are often frustrated by the commercialization and secularization of Christmas. Why would the world want to minimize or altogether remove Christ from Christmas? One would think that the world would rejoice at the good news of the gospel, but instead they reject him.
In today's culture, the teachings of sin and judgment, hell and the blood atonement seem offensive. Christ's statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," is harsh and exclusive. Tolerance is championed, and we are told that to be loving, we must be open-minded and never force our beliefs onto others.
However, sharing the good news of the gospel is the most loving thing we can do. Warning of the perils of hell and proclaiming freedom in Christ is our calling. We have the truth. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
And yes, it is exclusive. It must be, for there is only one true God, who had only one begotten Son. His death and resurrection provides the only one way to heaven, and only by faith in Jesus Christ can one have eternal life.
He is the only way.
many people who struggle with faith in God, both unbeliever and believer alike, do so because we fail to understand who He is. Specifically, we fail to understand His character and fail to believe that He is good.
The giving of gifts is perhaps the most beloved of Christmas traditions. Of course, the tradition originates with the biblical account of the wise men who sought the prophesied Messiah of the Jews and presented him with costly gifts.
But the greatest gift given at Christmas was not gold or myrrh or frankincense. The greatest gift was this Messiah, sent to earth to die for the sins of the very people who rejected God.
Popular culture celebrates Christmas with a red-suited gift giver who hands out treats for good behavior. But as Christians, we celebrate by worshiping the eternal God of heaven who gave His Son to die in our place and purchase our salvation. Our God is called the Father of Lights. In Him there is no darkness.
God is good, and He gives blessings to the just and the unjust. He is perfect and holy, and His name is love. And every blessing in your life, every good and perfect gift, comes straight down from this Father of Lights.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all that it was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Fear not.
Fear not.
But what dispels our fear? Are we not lost in sin and bound for judgment?
Fear not, because a child is born in Bethlehem, a Savior. And who is this child?
They call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins.
Each December, as we hear the music of Christmas, we set aside time to reflect upon the birth of a baby, a birth that to most of the world seemed common and insignificant. But we know that the child born in Bethlehem that night was no ordinary child. Prophets foretold of him and angels proclaimed his birth. He has many names: Emmanuel, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Way, the Truth, and the Life.
This Christmas, let us come and worship this Jesus, high and lifted up, who left heaven's glories to come to earth and die on a cross for our sins. Come, you faithful, you believers, and join your voices with the angels in heaven and the saints of all ages in worship and adoration of this Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
God's people said, amen. Amen. I don't want to add too much more because the content was fantastic. I do have two sets of verses I want to read, and then we'll dismiss with a song. Our first set It's from Philippians 2, 5 through 11. It says, who, being in the nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's a reminder to us that Jesus humbled himself, which is what they sang about. And we see that also in John 3, verse 16 through 18, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And for those that are here and by way of live stream, if that is something that is tugging on your heart, that you want to know Jesus as your Savior, please talk to any of us. We'd love to share that gospel good news. That's the whole reason for Christmas. The presents are fun, the parties are fun, but all that isn't really what it's about. It's about Jesus coming as a baby, and we're very grateful for that. So, as some closing announcements, we do have ladies' Bible study tomorrow night at 6:30, and then no Wednesday service next week or the following week, but coming up next weekend, next Sunday, Pastor Dave Kimmel will be with us, so we're looking forward to that. Also, you want to come back tonight. The kids are going to be performing some more music, so come back and enjoy that. We have a little something special planned for that. And then I've heard that the deacons have something they want to hand out too. So if you're interested in that, you have to come back tonight. It's not tonight, or today, this afternoon, but tonight. So appreciate you coming. And then we're going to close the service with number 204, the first Noel. We're going to sing the first and last stanzas.
I wanted to give a quick thank you to Mike Jonas and Jared Frank for their expertise in helping us with the audio, the visuals, and everything else as well. Thank you so much. Let's stand together as we sing the first and last stanzas, number 204, the first Noel. Thank you so much for coming this morning, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas and see you tonight again at 6 p.m. Thank you.